Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Er hat eine Stimme, die unter die Haut geht, Gitarrenskills, die mühelos zwischen Funk, Pop und Jazz gleiten und einen Sound, der gleichzeitig cool, emotional und irgendwie schon sehr einzigartig ist. Twan, Singer-Songwriter aus Den Haag. Er hat sich als echter Geheimtipp in der europäischen Musikszene etabliert. Auch auf Radio Superfly hat er sich nicht nur mit seinem Track True Love sehr beliebt gemacht. Auch seine aktuelle EP Weekend hat sich schon in unserem Programm eingefunden. Bisher gab es für Twan Millionen von Streams und Auftritte bei Festivals wie dem North Sea Jazz oder als Support von Candy Dulfer. Er ist ein Künstler, der genau weiß, wo er hin möchte, wie er das auf authentische Art und Weise schafft und am Weg alles an Spaß und Erfahrungen mitnimmt. Heute ist Twan bei mir zu Gast, Sammy Lorenz am Mikrofon. Twan und ich, wir sprechen über seine Musik, Erfahrungen auf Tour, Inspirationsquellen und darüber, was er denn eigentlich gerne an seinem Wochenende macht. I'm switching to English now. I'm very happy to have you, Twan. Very welcome to Radio Superfly. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me on Superfly.
Of course, of course. We do play your song True Love a lot, but also you just released your new EP Weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It also has like 4 songs and of course the title track Weekend.
Yeah, that's very cool. How would you describe your sound or your music to someone who's never heard it before?
Well, I think to give the right explanation, we actually have to go back to the roots, because when I started picking up the guitar, I really was in love with blues. So I was checking out Albert King, B.B. King, just to make a long story short. And eventually, with listening to, for instance, Robin Ford, like who was really a crossover between blues and jazz, I got more interested in the style jazz, because it has so much vocabulary to use. And like along this road of trying to master the instrument, what probably I will be busy with for the rest of my life, I'm also writing my own songs. And like writing the songs, it has just more like a kind of a poppy thing going on. But with the roots where I'm coming from, it makes this blend of the sound that I would say is the Twan sound.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Because you do, as you just mentioned, you do mix a lot of genres together. But so you did actually initially liked the jazz genre very much, and then your signature sound was created with all the other.
Exactly. And also like from traditional, but also like jazz is of course like this word that has so much different sub genres and styles, so there's so much to explore, and all these things like the soul, the disco, you know, all that stuff. It just came to me, you know, from that kind of I don't know, corridor.
Yeah, very, very vibey music, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
And you do play the guitar, and do you play any other instruments, or is that your main focus, your voice and the guitar?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, both of our two instruments, of course, and those are the only instruments I play. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's enough, right? It works.
I think so.
It does work. I was mentioning the EP release of Weekend, which is out now, and there were a few hits, Cruisin' and Memories. So you do have a lot of streams now for one of those songs. Which one is it that has the most streams?
I think from the second EP, so that's what we're talking about now, Cruisin' and Memories are already surpassing like 1 million streams.
Yeah.
And I think Weekend and Her are also reaching out to 500,000 of streams at the moment. So with a couple of months released.
It's crazy, What was the vibe you were going into that Weekend project? What was the main mood?
Well, actually, the thing is, I'm still a bit in this phase of that I'm writing songs and that there is not really a connection between the songs. So that's why I'm still releasing EPs. But every song has its own story.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a bit of the explanation. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were in the lyrics of Weekend. You said something like you can't wait for the weekend to start or something like that.
Yeah.
So are you a weekend person? What do you like to do on your weekends?
Well, besides performing, because that's what I love to do, I also have my girlfriend, and I just, well, he's already 18 months, but I have my own son.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so I really love like exploring the world with him. And but also beside that, you know, with the band, hanging out with the band, with friends, and also going to concerts.
Yeah.
I've also been, I think it's been, a couple of weeks ago or something, I went to Eddie Chacon.
Nice.
Really dig him. Yeah, really cool artist.
Cool.
And because it's also really inspiring to see other artists, you know, because you're always so busy in your own tunnel vision that you sometimes forget to get out and to see from hey, what are other artists doing, for instance?
Exactly. Yeah. Also for like the creative mind and inspiration wise and stuff, right?
Exactly, you know, like put it all free, you know, like set your mind free for that moment.
Yeah. I get it. Also, the track Cruisin' has also reached over a million streams. What was it like? What was the vibe you were going for in that song? It's very like a bit holiday themed, or I have the feeling when I'm listening to it that it's very like free and breaking out of the stress, the daily life. What was your story to the song?
Yeah, it's actually, that is the core of the song, you know, like we're always so busy in this kind of a rat race during the week, and that we sometimes forget to get out and to see what's really the most important thing in our lives, of course. You know, of course we have our obligations and they're really important, but sometimes it's really good just to get out of this thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I wrote Cruisin', but also what I'm getting a lot of great reactions of people like, Twan, man, I'm just driving now to like a holiday or something, and we're listening like Cruisin' all the time, and it means the world to me.
Yeah, that's so cool when you actually have like reactions to your song.
Yeah,
that's so cool. And would you say you're a more relaxed person, or are you like a very high stress workaholic kind of person?
I can be it's a good question. It's a really good question.
Because you were singing about like getting away from the stress, and even your friends have to remind you about.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. And it's actually true that I also wrote a song for myself to remind myself, like, hey, you know, take your time, you know. Sometimes things also happen when you let it go instead of trying to push too much, for instance. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's actually quite good to write a song as a reminder to oneself. That's actually quite smart.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've performed on some big stages. I saw that you even opened for Candy Dulfer.
Yeah,
in December, right? How was that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And Candy is a real big supporter. I also signed at her booking agency that she's like setting up with her partner, Rafael. And I'm like really grateful that I can join that family of musicians.
Yeah.
But also the supporting act, you know, like I had to do it. Like they said to me, Twan, we really want to have you as a supporting act, but we can only give you like a solo show. So I was figuring out like, man, my music has so much groove, you know, so I can do a solo set, but then it stays a bit like, you know, easy listening going. So I just figured out a way to work with old cassettes.
That's
put the backing
cool.
tracks on it, you know. So I went on stage and everyone was like, what? You know,
what
like,
is he doing?
What is he doing? So I just turn it on and play with the backing tracks, erased the vocals and the guitars. And, you know, people loved it. So it was a really good, it was a really good, good vibe going on.
Yeah, nice. And are you actually at the moment touring, or are you starting to tour outside of the Netherlands just in July?
Yeah, we're doing that's like also from Candy Dulfer. She has this Candy Dulfer Presents at the Rheingau Festival.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. So that's where we're gonna perform 31 of July, 31st, I have to say, and in September. And that's really one of my well, big dreams already, because I really loved playing in the Netherlands, but I also want to get across the borders with the music. And we got our first club tour going on in Germany. So we're playing in Berlin, Hamburg, and Cologne.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really
amazing.
Cool.
That's your first actual tour.
My first actual tour abroad. So I already did a club tour here in the Netherlands.
Okay, but, I see.
Yeah, because we get also like some good radio positions in the on the German station. So yeah, the next move is to get boots on the ground.
Yeah, and also in Austria, you have a few listeners here as well.
Definitely, yeah.
And what do you expect, or what do you like about touring? The vibe?
Yeah, besides like that I'm now officially touring with my own band. I've been playing in Germany and Spain, and it's just so cool to, I don't know how to explain, but to explore, you know, and to reach out to people that are not like like every country has its own kind of vibe, and
that's
really nice to explore, you know. That's really what I like about touring.
Of course. And also it's always something different, right? You're always standing in front of a different crowd with different energy, different culture.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and for me as an artist, you know, already in the Netherlands, and we're talking about like 3 hours and we're already out of the country, but it, you know, if you play in Amsterdam or you play in The Hague or you know, it's every spot or venue has its own vibe. So that's something I really, really like.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any ritual before going on stage?
Actually, we really have fun with the band. I do like my moment, like just to be for a couple of minutes alone before I get on stage to get a bit into the vibe. But yeah, on the other hand, I also really like hanging out with the guys and just go on stage and make a party, you know. So yeah, that's a bit of the thing that's going on before we get on stage. Yeah,
that's nice. And I think I read that you aim to that your music is pure and authentic. What does that look like in your writing or in your performance?
Yeah, well, actually, that's actually one of the goals I always have, that I want to, well, that I'm trying to reach. And that's also because where I come from, for instance, I still think that George Benson is such a good example of somebody who's been reaching the super levels in traditional jazz with Lee Morgan and all these cats, and eventually made a transition to pure disco, but with such a high quality. And but accessible, and that's something, you know, like that makes, and beside that, it's also timeless, you know. If you put like Breeze in, for instance, or Midnight Love Affair, you know, these songs, you know, you can still play them and people still dig it. And that's something that's really important for me with what I'm trying to make.
That's so cool. If you could collaborate with any artist, past or present, who would it be?
My George Benson I really like, but for also now, for in this time, I think Olivia Dean is really, really awesome. Also with her lyrics, it's beautiful.
Oh my gosh, yeah, she's in my heart.
so that would be really awesome, like these artists. Jordan Rakai. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
It'd be really awesome. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, that would make actually a good team. Yeah.
I think so too. Yeah. So I still haven't met them, but time will tell.
Amazing. And is there anything you would like for people who listen to your music to feel or to take with them from your music?
Yeah. What I'm trying, actually, because I also love that way of writing, is I'm actually always getting into a cinematical vibe, you know, like when I write, also with memories, you know, I have this this story going on, and it's not really like already there in the lyrics, but usually I write or the chords or the progression, and then I feel a certain vibe, and that gives me certain themes to write on. So, and then I really love getting, like, trying to visualize that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, for me, it comes out as a small movie, for instance, you know?
Yeah. I think that that actually works, because when I'm listening to your music, I can actually picture what it would be like to cruise, or, yeah, to looking forward to the weekend and stuff. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so, and that really gives me, is, yeah, I don't know, it's just, maybe you could describe it as a painting, for instance, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and for the future, is there any particular thing that you're trying to reach, or what holds the future for you? What are your plans?
Well, the plans are now what we're doing in Germany, and what I would love to do is to get, like, expand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I also really love that you guys are, like, playing my music, because the GSA, Germany, Swiss and Austria, is really, like, part of the plan of yeah, getting a sustainable career.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, like the Waves Festival you have, I've been spoken on the email with the band Kari Kari, with Alex.
Cool.
And yeah, I told him, I said, like, hey man, I'm getting played on Superfly. Can you tell me something about the radio station? And he says, yeah, it's a really good radio station. Also, like, high quality music. So if you get played there, it's a really good good thing going on.
Aww, well, thank you so much for chatting, Twan. Radio Superfly loves you. Keep doing what you're doing. And,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Twan. I wish you a very nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Radio Superfly im Gespräch.